that song, Sister Catherine, was playing, My Jesus, I Love Thee. Let's turn to it in our hymnals, and we can begin our time of worship together with that beautiful song. I know we can all sing it from our hearts, right to Him. 40, thank you. Number 40 in your hardcover hymnal. Number 40.
Thank you.
number 18. Let's sing that as well. Praise God. And the word rejoice is fashioned in such a way that when you say it, you smile. Notice that? Rejoice. So let's rejoice in the Lord as we sing. Let's sing that first verse again. And then let's continue to worship Him. The Lord is here with us tonight in a very wonderful way. We can sense His presence, and we want to open our heart to Him throughout this meeting and pray that Jesus will have His way. Let's look to Him just now. And before we sing, let's invite Him to come and minister to us as we minister to Him. Lord, we thank You that we can be here tonight. We believe, Lord, that we're here by Your appointment, every one of us. Lord, we've made our plans and so on, but Jesus, You put into our hearts the desire to come, and You provided for us to do so, and You opened the way, and now we're here in Your presence. And Lord, we know that You're here to meet us, every one of us. Lord, we pray that You'll put faith into our hearts for what You want to accomplish in each of our lives tonight, and not us alone, Lord, but we pray that blessing will flow from this gathering. Yes. Into the lives of those of our loved ones. We pray that for those down in the village tonight, Lord, that You'll bless them as they gather together for their first meeting, cottage as well. We pray that You'll bless all our counselors and head counselors. We pray, Lord, that You will put light into their souls and faith into their souls. We pray that You will give them the joy of seeing the Spirit of God moving in the lives of these boys and girls. Lord, we know that You have a very definite purpose in mind over each one of them. And we want to believe in these days with them that all that You desire to do, every change, every touch, Lord, that You want to give, we pray that it shall be accomplished by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so, Lord, we just commit ourselves to You for this evening. Have Your way in this meeting. Lord, open our eyes, open our ears. Yes. Lord, we're here waiting upon You that You might show us Your glory. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Now let's sing together. Number 18.
Oh,
call these times together meetings. That's because we meet with Jesus. And the meeting begins when you meet Him. And as we thank Him, as we're doing tonight, and open our hearts in praise, we somehow open our hearts then to the Lord's presence and His touch and His voice. Praise God. And it's good for all of us to enter in as we're doing. Praise God. We've come to meet Him tonight. Praise God. And He's here. He wants to touch us. He wants to minister to each one of us. And we can cooperate with Him and somehow open the way for the Lord to glorify Himself in and through our lives. Praise God. And so I'm just wanting to encourage you at the start of our meetings together to really spend time worshiping the Lord. That's time well spent. We're not wasting our time praising Him, singing to Him. Oh, we'll hear preaching and we'll hear testimonies and there'll be prayers and there'll be other songs. That will come in due time. But we're here to minister to the Lord. And so make that your goal in every meeting. I'm going to touch Jesus. I'm going to open my heart to Him. I'm going to acknowledge His presence and thank Him for His goodness. And you'll see that God won't disappoint you. But He'll meet you right where you are. Praise God. We'll all leave this place changed. That's what we want. That's what the Lord wants. Praise God. And that's what Jesus does when we reach out to Him like this. Praise God.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I tell that to the people in our church. You know, sometimes we have very little meetings, sometimes larger meetings, but that doesn't bother me. I said, because the one that I've come to meet is always here. Jesus is always here, and I can praise Him, and I can sing to Him, and I can pray, and I can feed upon His word. And so whether the meeting's a large meeting or whether the meeting's a small meeting, doesn't make much of a difference, because the one that I've come to meet is always there. He's promised to be there. And sometimes in the smallest meetings, I meet Him in the most wonderful way, don't you? Praise God. And so, again, let's expect to meet Him in these days. Praise God. Let's sing another song. It's so nice to have our brother Charles Hofflander and Sister Marie. They've ministered for many more years than I've ever been living. And I've appreciated their ministry over the years as they've come to camp. And I've had occasion to go out to Waukegan, Illinois, once or twice in my life. And they've always shown such a loving personal interest in me. I've always appreciated that. And I'm still claiming the answers to their prayers for me. And I trust that God is answering. And so we welcome you.
Thank you.
I'm sure you feel very much at home. And the Lord will use you and bless you. Appreciate that. Praise God. And all of you. We want the Lord to use us. If God tugs upon your heart, you have a word of testimony or some exhortation, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. These are His meetings. And we want Him to speak to us in the way that He desires to and use whom He desires to. Praise God. And so there'll be a unity and a working together as we all look at Jesus and keep our eyes on Him. Praise God. I like this white songbook. It's got some wonderful songs in it. And one that I like very much is Let All the People Praise Thee. Yeah, that's number 62. Number 62 in the white book? Come, let's sing. Let's just sing the chorus one time through. Let's not do the repeat until we get there the third time, okay? Oh, magnify.